Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? This is the Train Wreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. It's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's December 12th, 2016. 12 more days till Christmas Eve. I hope y'all are ready. Of course, this is the Train Wreck Radio Show. We got a little fun episode in line today on the train track. We'll be chit-chatting about whatever we're chit-chatting about. A lot of things happening in the news, so stick around. And we'll be back shortly with another awesome episode of the Train Wreck Radio Show right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Yeah, folks, the train's going down the tracks, and hopefully it doesn't crash. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 33 seconds after this little commercial break. Stick around for the Train Wreck Radio Show right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Let me get a unit to FDR on 112. Shots fired.
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called LESMA. It's a media watchdog for police officers when officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame. You know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, they go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. These cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know. And it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this one, this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
I'm bleeding now. There's no time, no time.
Stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Buy this gear to support efforts by like-minded patriots in Texas who met at the first Stand By Me for Liberty rally. The group is lending their time and efforts to help political prisoners to let them know they are not being forgotten. Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and buy some gear and show your patriotic support for those who are standing for liberty.
Was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you
Are you going to stand by me?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, there you have it, folks. It's another episode, and here we go. We're going to kick it off. I got my co-host with me tonight, the one and only Shar Sines, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, Shar? How you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great tonight. Thank you. How are you?
Ah, you know, I'm hanging in there. This cold has still got a grip on me. I can't get rid of it. But
oh, bless your heart.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I've been coughing all day, but it's it. Like, I have no symptoms other than a cough and, you know, a need for Mucinex.
Ugh. Yeah. Those Mucinex commercials crack me up.
And it always gives me a buzz. If I eat Mucinex, I get a weird head. I don't, you know, so I try not to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about those OTCs that'll do that. I try to rely on herbals whenever I can. So, quick update on True Texas Patriot gear. The calendars have sold out. So if
Yay.
You missed out, yeah, yeah.
I
if
missed
you missed out,
out
on the calendars, I'm sorry. We can't reorder
okay.
them because they're just too expensive without the discount that we got. But,
right.
You know, other than that, we thank every single person who helped us to sell the 100 that we had, because those calendars at the discount that we got them were a tremendous benefit to the families. We're able to send the families much more money than we generally are able to. But Dawn Henry out of Kansas, a wonderful Patriot sister, sat down and took the time to use some wood from her land and cut these wonderful pieces of wood, these about 3-inch discs, about 1 inch thick. She reached out to the Bundys and the Fennecombs and got permission to use the brands, the V over, you know, Victory over Oppression and the L bar V. And she did little wood burning, and she made these wonderful ornaments. She donated to them. To True Texas Patriot gear. So we're selling them 5 for $20. And I think there's maybe six. Yeah, I think there's maybe six sets left out there. So hurry up and get your order in so that we can get them out to you in time.
Wow. That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, and you can either put all 5 of them on your holiday or your Christmas tree.
Oh,
you're breaking up. You use one and use some for.
Yeah, broken up horribly. What you're saying right now is not coming over clearly. You're breaking up very badly.
All right, I'll hang up and I'll call back.
Sounds good. We'll get that message out as soon as you call back in. But folks, I think what she was saying is you can get a set of 5 for $20. You can put all 5 on your tree, or you could put 1 on your tree and give 4 to your friends and family, whatever the case may be. And when they ask what it is, you can spread the message to your friends and family about what it is it stands for. I'm adding this part myself, and what it is all about. You know, the L bar V is the official brand on the cattle on the Finnegan Ranch, and that is the family brand. So they take that hot brander and they brand their livestock with that, and that symbol, and that's been donated by an awesome patriot. I want to thank each and every one of you for your purchases at True Texas Patriot Gear. And you may have heard during the opening montage of commercials, Clever Preppers. Head on over to cleverpreppers.com. Those guys are pretty clever, and they're teaching everybody how to prep. It's a social network. And also, I always have to speak about my good friend, too, Pastor Sylvester Bland out in California, UnitedStatesOfAmerica.us. Shar, what's happening? You back?
Is this any better?
That sounds better. And I think I got part of what you were saying out across the air. you get your set of 5 for $20, put
yes.
all 5 on your tree, or put 1 on your tree and give 4 to family and friends.
That's right.
I think
yep.
that's where you were going.
Yes. Yes. The other thing that we're doing on the True Texas Patriot Gear Facebook page is we are currently running an auction that will end on Wednesday at midnight Central Standard Time, an auction for to benefit Dwayne Emmer. He sent some handcrafted ironwork that he made himself out of horseshoes. Some of the horseshoes were worn by Hellboy. Some were worn by Lady Liberty, the horse that was present at the courthouse during the first Oregon trial. And then there's one piece that was made out of a piece of 4140 steel. And there's 6 items that he has on there. And I donated a couple of items that I've made to make sure that he can get some decent money going. It's an event that's listed at the True Texas Patriot Gear Facebook page. It's a public event, so you just go on there, click going, and join in on the bidding. The rules for the event are included on the pin post. We ask that everybody participate and help Dwayne earn some funds. You know, 10 months, even though he's been out on, you know, on bail or, you know, his own recognizance or whatever, since the beginning, it's been difficult to work for him for these 10 months. A lot of people have not treated these people, you know, these patriots very well. And
right.
he's had a hard time of it. And he and his daughter and Hellboy are having a very difficult time right now. And Dwayne, like many of us, is not one that is asking for charity. He's asking for a hand up, not a hand out. So he's got this skill, this beautiful artistic skill, and he has 3 crosses that he has made from horseshoes, 2 lovely knives. I call them letter openers because they're about 13, 14, 15 inches long, but they're beautiful. And then a tomahawk head. It needs a handle, of course, but they're here in my home, and because he shipped them to me. I snapped pictures and I threw them up there, and they will ship from my house out. But True Texas Patriot Gear is handling all of the financial transaction and the shipping, because Dwayne doesn't futz with that kind of stuff. You know, he just
right.
does the work. So we're handling it for him. And so far we've got the bids up to about $600 or so, but we really want to see it go higher. We really want to see him have a nice chunk of change so that he can keep fuel in his torch, some coal for his forge, because he does things the old-fashioned way, and they truly are
right.
beautiful. The pictures do not do them justice. So join the event, throw some bids down for it, and I didn't want to have to say it, but, you know, Jim went on ahead and mentioned it. Apparently Dwayne's house is at risk, so we don't want him to lose his home. So if you guys
no.
can help, you know, go ahead and head over there. And it's my understanding from conversations with him because people have asked, he will do one-off orders for people. You know, he'll take special orders in
right.
case you don't happen to win a particular bid.
Now, real fast, because we may have some new listeners and some folks who haven't always been on board and know what happened out at the, you know, with Dwayne and his infamous picture on Hellboy with the flag and stuff. Not everybody knows who Dwayne is.
Yes.
Real fast, just give folks a little bit of a heads up of who Dwayne Emmer is and who Hellboy is. We know, but some might not.
Yeah. Dwayne Emmer was, he's the man who pretty much rode draped in patriotic garb on Hellboy the horse around the refuge. His horse is Hellboy, and they rode the refuge. They rode the range out there at the Malheur Refuge, and he's very quiet for the most part. He's very reserved, and he's a local to that area. And being that it's rural, local can mean, you know, up to 50 miles away.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
But he's a local to Oregon. And he is fed up, like many of the Eastern Oregonites, with what's going on. And so he joined the cause for liberty and constitutional republic restoration. He's just very quiet about things. Lately, he's gotten a little, on Facebook, he's gotten a little more vocal. But for the most part, he's a rather quiet and reserved man, keeps to himself, as many do. But he took a stand, and now he is paying that ultimate price, as many of our founders did. They pledged their lives,
now,
their liberty, and their...
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of these guys are very inspiring, because that is exactly what I feel and get from their personalities, how they are
mm-hmm.
when they speak, and the sacrifice that all these guys are making has got to be fairly equal to what our forefathers were doing, giving up their property and liberty in order
mm-hmm.
to save liberty for others. And,
yeah.
You know, that's pretty honorable when people are trying to save liberty for people in Wyoming, people in Georgia, people in Carolina that they've never met before. Folks don't understand that this fight isn't just for ranchers out west. This fight is
right.
for all Americans, you know, and that's something that folks don't get. Now, I understand that some sort of deadline is coming up here where they got to make a decision if they're going to go forward with the trial of the next wave of defendants.
That actually was today. I have a status report that I pulled up today. They did have a hearing today at court in Oregon, and it's not necessarily good news, but it's not an unexpected outcome with regard to the federal prosecutor. It turns out that the prosecution is choosing to go forward with the next seven defendants. Mr. Emmer is one of them. And I have the status report right here, and I can read it for everyone.
So they're getting ready to waste a boatload of taxpayer money
yes.
on a bogus trial.
Pretty much.
You know,
if
I was all the defendants in this wave of the case, what I would do is I would go sit in court, and when they called me to the bench, I would say, I'm not saying nothing. You got the case has already been proven. The leaders of this have all been found not guilty. We're just participants, willing participants.
Yeah, the alleged leaders. So the next seven defendants.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
want to
make sure we get, because there really wasn't any specific leader. There was people who were more vocal than others, but they were a team, band of brothers,
yes.
equal in each
yes.
one.
Yes. Very similar to the founding fathers. You know, we think about Jefferson and Washington and Mason and, you know, the others whose names just immediately come to our fore because they signed the Declaration or they signed the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or what have you. We consider them to be the founding fathers or the framers or the leaders of the revolution. But
right.
we have to recall that while they may have held leadership roles because that's who the others who participated created them to be. And this is
right.
what we need to understand
yep.
in any type of societal or group dynamics. Many
so
of us
right
who
now,
join.
A modern day George Washington could very well be Ammon Bundy.
Yes, yes. Yes, and it's very important to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that those of us who participate in the liberty movement, okay, many of us don't participate in it with any plans to be leaders, okay?
Right.
Most of us have the intention of just restoring liberty because
yep.
liberty is very important. There are many who look at liberty from a Christian standpoint of it being part of one's salvation and related to God. There are those of us who look at it from a yes.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead. Never mind. My wife got it. Pizza man's
okay.
here.
Oh, okay. you know, there's others of us who look at it from a, you know, a natural right, you know, nature religion or pagan religion standpoint, to where liberty is related to just the natural fact of existence, and that we
yes,
have
my
that
friend
right.
My friend practices the pagan rituals and things and burns sage and is all spiritual like that.
Yeah, exactly. And there's, you know, there's a lot of connections between the religions, but Daniel Webster sums it up very well. It is hardly too strong to say that the Constitution was made to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions. There are men in all
yep.
ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be
right.
kind masters, but they mean to be masters. They think there need be but little restraint upon themselves. The love of power may sink too deep in their own hearts. So
exactly.
There are many of us.
Look at the Democratic Party today.
Yes, exactly. Well, even the Republican Party, you know, any
yes,
of them
yes.
can
mm-hmm.
be.
Yep.
When you look at politics in and of itself, any of it can be applied to that. So many of us who fight in this liberty movement have no intention of ever being leaders or masters or rulers. But because
right.
of how we stand or what we stand or what we do, we sometimes are thrust into the limelight and have leadership roles forced upon us. And we may not want
right.
that. You know, it's thrust upon us, and we have to then make a decision to either accept that leadership role or step down and away from the movement. And too many of us who have that fire of liberty in our bellies can't step away from the movement. So we then have to go ahead and decide to accept that role of leadership. And that's what Shauna
and
Emma. Yeah. And so that's what Shauna and Ammon and Ryan and the rest of them in the first trial had to accept, is that whether they wanted it or not, they were leaders, because those who love them and support them and recognize their spirit, you know, everyone's spirit recognized their spirits. They realized that that is just what they have to do. So this second bunch, the second seven, you know, and it's odd that we're dealing with sevens
yep.
here, which are very spiritual numbers in many religions.
Well,
but the
like,
second,
I remember when I was a kid, there was a band called Striper, and their album was
uh-huh.
777.
Mm-hmm. Well, sevens are seven is a very spiritual number, not just in Christianity, but also within Native American religion and also within you know, pagan rites. But we've got Jason Patrick, Dwayne Emmer, Dylan Anderson, Sean and Sandy Anderson, Daryl Thorne, and Jake Ryan. Okay, so that's the next seven that we have coming up.
Now,
and
one of these gentlemen was on Trump's campaign team. Am I correct in that? Is he one of the – that was Jake, right?
I don't know that Jake Ryan was one that was on Trump's campaign team. I know that in Nevada, Jerry DeLimas was part of – was associated
yeah,
with
maybe
Trump's
that's
campaign.
It, maybe that's the guy. Yeah, maybe that's it. I'm getting the two cases maybe mixed up in my head here.
Yeah, because it is
two cases.
Yes, we do have two cases starting simultaneously in February.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, the Oregon case gets its wish, which is part of the status update. Okay, so I'm gonna skip over the first part of this status update, which is pretty much the old Peanuts teacher blah 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 crap. Okay.
Right. Wah 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 wah.
Yeah. So now we're gonna go to the charges. The charges for the upcoming trial. The government intends to proceed on count one of the superseding indictment, which is the conspiracy to impede officers portion, against all seven defendants.
which
the
they
government
lost on that. That was one of the main things they lost in the first week
yes.
of trial.
Yes. And I'm not reading verbatim. I'm skipping over some stuff because a lot of this
right,
stuff is
right.
just ridiculous. The government
not
further
that,
in exactly. The government further intends to proceed on count 2 of the superseding indictment, charging possession of a firearm in a federal facility against the 6 defendants scheduled for trial who are named in count 2. So I'd have to pull up that superseding indictment to see which of the 6 were charged with that. And right now I just don't feel like doing that. And then with respect, sorry, I'm lazy. You guys can look it up yourselves. With respect to count 6 of the superseding indictment, charging depredation of government property, which is essentially theft of government property, the government intends to proceed against Jake Ryan, but will move to dismiss count 6 against Sean Anderson. The government, however, does intend to present to a grand jury in the near future a felony charge of depredation of government property against Dwayne Emmer. Yes.
Did his horse poop on federal land or something, and so now they're mad his horse pooped?
I don't know.
Well, what the heck is that all about? That's ridiculous. All the guy did was ride his horse around with a flag.
Yeah, I don't know.
A flag and stuff.
I have no
that
clue. And yeah, and it just, it kills me. It breaks my heart. If the grand jury returns an indictment against defendant Emmer, the government would then seek to join the charge with the other charges in the superseding indictment. Finally, the government, now here's the really crappy part. Finally, the government intends to file a misdemeanor information with a forfeiture notice in this case, charging various Class B misdemeanors against the defendants, including trespassing, tampering with vehicles and equipment, and destruction of property. And it lists, some codes. The government plans to file this misdemeanor information by Friday, December 16. The government will seek to join these misdemeanor charges at the same trial as the felony charges noted above. So here we have and then it gives the expected duration of the trial, and then it's a motion for continuance of the trial for 60 days. So here we have a situation where the government recognizes that they'll probably lose on the conspiracy, that they will probably have good motions to dismiss the gun charges and probably have them removed because they'll lack good testimony and witnesses on those. That based on how it went with the depredation of property on everybody and look at how it was a hung decision with Mr. Ryan Bundy on that one, that they'll probably lose on all those felonies. So they're taking and throwing the pasta
right
on the wall to see if it sticks by putting some misdemeanors on there so that they can at least
now
get some sort of conviction.
Right. Well, you know what I think it's about there? This is only my own theory by listening to what you're saying and everything and what I know about the case and all that stuff. Now, they are seeking restitution.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice what some of the things are, destruction of property and this, that, and
mm-hmm.
the other thing, what they're going to do is they're going to give them these misdemeanor charges, which they pretty much probably, they did tamper with the vehicle. They drove the vehicle into town. They did dig a hole there on the property with the backhoe.
Yeah, but see,
you know
it
what I
wasn't
mean?
Any of these 7 defendants that drove the vehicle to town.
Right. But I mean,
it was Mr. Mendebach
who
did it.
One way or another, they're going to tie it all together and get the conviction on the misdemeanor so that they can get that restitution. I'm
yeah.
telling you.
On the backs of people who are too poor to pay.
Right. So not only will they be getting the restitution, they'll be destroying these patriots.
Yeah. What I'm seeing here.
The restitution that they're seeking is really high.
Oh, gosh, yes. And what I'm seeing here is an attempt to get plea deals.
Yep. Well, if they can plea them down to violations or something a lot less, but either way, because there are different classes of misdemeanors, different classes of felonies. They might get the lowest class misdemeanor, but it'll still be a conviction for the restitution. Because once that, I'm telling you, that's what it is.
That's
what they're looking for. They want that restitution because it's all about the money. I know that's what it's about.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely about the money. And if they can get them to plead down to some way to where they can either force them to do some sort of community service that garners income, or to force them to have to, you know, forfeit something that they own. But, you know, they don't understand that, like Dwayne, he doesn't own anything. He's about to lose his house that he doesn't even own. I mean, for crying out loud, he has nothing to give them. And
it's crazy.
You know, Sean and Sandy Anderson had to do a fundraiser to get money to head to court. You know, I don't even know the situation with the rest of them, but I know Daryl Thorne is in a pickle. He only recently, within the last 3 weeks, got the bloody ankle monitor off so that he could even consider working for himself.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It just, where do they get off? The government, I mean. You know, where do they get off with this crap?
And it's crazy. Check this out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Have something to add? Give a ring. We're here. All right. Rock and roll. Bottom of the hour.
Well,
I'm good at this stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's another wrinkle in what's going on. Joe O'Shaughnessy filed a motion on Sunday to withdraw his plea deal.
Right. Because the other guys were found not guilty. And I believe when we were talking to John Ritzheimer a week ago, he said that he's thinking about the same thing. So why not?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of reasons why Joe is asking to pull his plea. His Oregon plea was dependent upon the Nevada plea. Well, that plea fell through. Another reason why is because they were not provided with all of the evidence in advance of these plea deals. And what evidence they were provided with was full, you know, was highly, highly redacted. And then thirdly, when Mr. O'Shaughnessy had submitted his plea, he had a public defender. And she has since withdrawn herself, and he has a new public defender. Well, he learns with this second public defender that one of the people at the refuge, because remember, Mr. O'Shaughnessy never stayed at the refuge. He stayed in town.
Right.
And he pretty much just provided security to the perimeter, and he set up a medical tent at a place called the Narrows RV Camp. Well, if we recall, there was a confidential informant who went by the name of John Killman, who showed up rather late in the game, around the 23rd or 24th of January, to the refuge. And his intention when he showed up was to provide weapons training, self-defense training, and things of that nature.
Yes.
Well, it turns out that he reported in some of the non-redacted statements that were provided, it turns out that he reported to his handlers that medical tent was actually how was it worded? A ambush tent or something to that nature. So because of the misinformation provided, Mr. O'Shaughnessy feels that he was inappropriately led into this plea deal because the feds were provided misinformation about him, not to mention the ineffective counsel with his first public defender. So since he hasn't yet been sentenced, he has the right to withdraw his plea.
Right.
And he's
and
one
so
of three. Yeah, I agree, he should. Frankly, I think that all of the ones that have done pleas with the Oregon case should withdraw their pleas, but I'm not they, and I can't make decisions for them.
Some have already been sentenced, so I think it's too late to plea. They've already been sentenced. Is it too late?
I don't think that any of them have had their sentencing done, but they may have. I'm not 100% sure. But I know that Eric Flores, the young, very young man, and Ryan Payne are the other two who have filed motions to withdraw their pleas. And, of course, the prosecution is trying to say, oh, they were given all this information in June or July or whatever. But, again, this information was fully redacted, and none of it contained information with regard to confidential informants. And even if it did, it certainly did not contain identities of these informants, nor the huge number of informants. Mm-hmm. We're looking at known 9, but a potential of 15 to 20 informants. That's a minimum of 50% of the core occupation.
Right.
That is just.
And, I'm sure you can figure out who it is by who is there and who's in jail and who's not.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when you've got people like, you know, Mark McConnell, this gentleman, Fabio Minoggio, who was the person who used the name John Killman, and and the Terry Linnell that are making reports.
Okay, Mama Bear.
Correct. Making these reports to the FBI, none of them known to each other. Of course, but all known to the feds. It's really bad. I mean, it was immediately recognizable from the 26th that Mark McConnell was an informant because he was not arrested or kept with the group. But it was very sickening to hear about the rest of them. The John Killman one really concerns me because he is currently working with as a tribal police officer down in Arizona.
Right.
And that really concerns me. Not to mention that he is, to my knowledge, not yet naturalized citizen. Although he might be at this point, you know, I'm sure the feds probably fast-tracked his crap. But, and I've heard rumors through the Patriot water cooler, you know, and the Patriot scuttlebutt that he has attempted to infiltrate other Patriot groups and do other heinous activity that might set up other Patriot groups. So this gentleman is a very dangerous man within the community.
Right. Right. We may need to call him out a little more so people know not to befriend this gentleman on their Facebook pages. But you know, a lot of these people also use fake names and fake profiles. And even so when they go to an event and they get caught out there, when that event's over, they move on. They're somebody else, you know. They're not using their name, you know.
Yes. And the same is
true
for...
Some aren't that smart, and they use their name, like Terry Linnell. Okay, Mama Bear. She uses her name. She's not too smart. Mark McConnell.
Well,
you know, I
believe
know.
that is one of many of her aliases based on, you know, a few investigative reports that I've read about her. Gary
Hunt. I had her
Hunt.
On the show. I had her on the show, and we called her out live on the air after she was involved in the John Hildinger situation in D.C. in a camp outside of D.C. where she had said, please, I'm scared. Can you bring your guns and protect me? And he brought his gun. And then they came and they were holding guns on kids. They had guns on children. And they let her walk away. And we called her out live on Patriot Nation Radio. Me and my friend Jamie here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And John Hildinger. And Dinah. We called her out live on the air. She had nothing to say. She was given, BLM gave her two horses. And her son, who was on some serious drug charges or something, he had some kind of serious charges, all of a sudden had no charges, you know. So I don't know. And John Hildinger was dragged out of his van. They smashed his van, dragged him out, broke his shoulder, or beat the crap out of him, and then threw him in prison for a year. Like, almost a year he was incarcerated over that.
Yeah, there's a very, very good investigative Patriot reporter by the name of Gary Hunt. He does a blog, Outpost for Freedom. He has been doing some wonderful write-ups. Somehow or another, he was able to get hold of the redacted CHS forms, confidential human source reports. I don't know, and I don't care how he got hold of them. I'm just glad that he did. And he's been able to, between court transcripts, which of course are now public information, and interviews, because he has very good street creds within the community, so he's highly trusted. So between interviews with people, the CHS reports that, you know, not the unredacted, but the redacted ones, and of course the transcripts, he's been able to piece things together, and he's been able to definitely finger, as it were, who these people are, and has come up with quite a few of them. And it's shocking to me. I appreciate his effort so much, and I really highly suggest that people go to the Outpost for Freedom. I think that's what it is. But look up Gary Hunt and look up his work and read them and get to know who these infiltrators are within our community. Mm-hmm. You know, Gary doesn't pull any punches, and he's pretty neutral when it comes to pointing things out, and he doesn't use a whole lot of emotional language when he writes these things, and he puts a lot of facts.
He's not trying to sensationalize it and get a reaction from people. He's trying to inform people.
Exactly, and he backs everything up, and he provides lots of facts with lots of information to support his not allegations, but to support the facts. He does put in all of the work, and I applaud him for it. I tell you what, it sickens me to see what is going on within our community, but it's unfortunate. I'm sure we had the same thing in, the late 1700s when we had the first revolution. I mean, we know about Benedict Arnold, but, we had others, I'm absolutely certain.
Yeah, Benedict Arnold's not the only one, But, I don't know, we got about 15 minutes left in the show, and being that it is Christmas season, everybody knows I like to play a song once in a while. We have a song. It's a Madison Rising song with former lead singer Dave Bray on vocals. It's one of my favorite Christmas tunes to come out in the last few years. And it's their version, their song, A Soldier's Christmas. Let's play that real fast and take a little break so I can chew on this pizza and enjoy a tune. And we'll be back in 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
The leaves have all fallen back home where I'm from. Thanksgiving's come, Thanksgiving's gone, and my family tells stories round their Christmas tree. warm living room on Christmas Eve. And the candlelight shimmers as I write down the song. Place far away, family and home as the pen hits the paper. Shadows grow long, but I stay here a soldier. Just me and my gun on this Christmas. I'll tell you the truth in my heart from a place that's forgotten. Time, God, and love, I'll stay here, man. My word and faith, there's nothing in this world that I wouldn't trade to go home.
Not forget those guys who are serving overseas and elsewhere will not be home with their families this Christmas because they're out defending and standing up for liberty, freedom, and the American way of life by putting on the uniform of the United States military, whichever branch that may be, from the Coast Guard to the Marines and all in between. Merry Christmas, and God bless you for doing that for each and every one of us, giving us the right and the freedom to do a show called the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Amen. That's a really good song.
Yes, it is. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It came out last year, right before Christmas, only months before they removed Dave Bray from the lead singing role. But we see he's really doing good stuff right now. And really, I'm digging some of the things he's putting out. And he's working hard. He's a hard-working man, and I'm very honored to know him and have him come on the show with us from time to time.
Awesome. And guys, folks, listeners, please take the time to donate an unused new toy to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots, or, you know, a dollar or two. It is a very worthy cause.
Right. And this Thursday, I believe it's going to happen, we're going to have representatives from Reeves Across America come on the show. That's going to be this Thursday. I think it may be too late to sponsor a wreath, but you'll get an update on if they're going to be able to cover all the graves this year with a beautiful Christmas wreath. It started, I believe, back in 92 or 94. They've been doing this for a long time, 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It started with a guy who had some leftover wreaths, and he drove down to Arlington with only one tractor trailer full the first year. 5,000 wreaths. He placed them at 5,000 headstones, and then it snowed, and someone took a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that picture went viral everywhere, and people said, what is that? How can we get involved? And it's just taken off from there. So that's Reeds Across America, folks. Search that out on Facebook, on the internet, Google it, whatever you got to do, it'll come up. And we're going to have a couple of guys on there, representatives from Reeds Across America. Look for the Facebook event page coming soon. So I told those guys I would have it out for them Tuesday, so tomorrow I'll be creating the event page, get the hoedown and the lowdown on Reeves Across America, a very awesome thing that they do. And my cat
has
been knocking on his door. Kitty. All right, cat,
Kitty's
come on in.
Me. Yeah, that Reeves Across America is a beautiful thing. I know that here in Texas, you know, my dad, daddy passed away a little over a year ago on November 6th. Of 15, and he's buried at one of the Texas veteran cemeteries right here in town, or his cremains are in the wall there, and they do that here. Even though it's not a national cemetery, it's still a veteran cemetery, and they do that, and they need volunteers to lay the wreaths as well. Family members, the interred, get first dibs, but they don't always have family members who can come out. So they do need volunteers. If you are near a veteran cemetery, whether it be a state or national one, on the day that they lay the wreaths out, please go out there and help to lay the wreaths, and understand that family members do get first dibs. And then after that, be willing to take a wreath and, you know, follow the instructions for where you're going to lay them. It's really important to us.
And this will be the third year in a row that I'm having representatives on from Reeves Across America. Third year in a row, folks, because I believe in this mission. We need to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for America. Whether it was a just or unjust conflict, they still put the uniform on and stood in harm's way and paid the price. Not only, folks, do the soldier pay the price. Every soldier has somebody that loves them back home.
Mm-hmm.
Now greatly, greatly missing their soldier. And so if you can, head out and, like Char said, volunteer and lay a wreath on a grave where a family member can't make it. Because there are many veterans whose graves now are no longer visited because of one reason or another. And it would be honorable for someone to be able to place a wreath of a soldier who is now possibly forgotten or no longer has a family member alive in the area who can come to the site. You know, I never joined the military. I tried to join the reserves years ago, but for whatever reason in my past, I was not able to join the military at that time. even the reserves. So I love my veterans, and I thank them dearly with from the bottom of my heart always. In fact, a friend of mine, he's a Vietnam veteran at work. His name is Bernie. He calls the show once in a while. And his wife's going down for surgery. And I just want to give a shout-out to him and his wife. And he's probably listening tonight. And our prayers are with you and your wife and for a speedy recovery. And everything works out. And she comes out on the other side strong and healthy. And we got about 5 minutes left in the show, folks. I want to just start here by saying thank you tonight for tuning in. If you tuned in and you like the show, thank you. You can tune in, like I said, this Thursday, starting at 7, James Bostic, A Conservative's Perspective. He had a great episode last week. It was really awesome. When I listened to the playback of it, I really enjoyed it. It was a, to commemorate the Pearl Harbor Day. Really good stuff. He comes on at 7 o'clock this Thursday. And then followed by me with Reads Across America representative. And hopefully this Saturday we'll get Constitutional Millennials off the ground. I want to apologize for the screw-up this weekend. We had a little technical issue, apparently.
Yes.
For lack of a better term. And Patrick will do his very best to make it up to you this Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 11 o'clock, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio. Constitutional Millennials, The Next Generation. And, of course, Friday night, Shaw's show. Shaw, tell everybody about your show on Friday night.
Well, I didn't do my show last week because I was going to be helping Patrick out with his. And as you said, we ran into some technical difficulties. Friday night, I have no clue what we'll be discussing. It doesn't really matter. It will be constitutionally minded. And that's all right. You know, we'll figure something out. But it's Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 God's time. I mean, Central time. and you can be on Facebook at Constitutional Truth, Shar Signs. And before we go, I just want to ask everyone to remember your veterans this holiday season. I'm so blessed to have someone in my life, but there are many of us who feel so alone this time of year. And the families, you know, that song just really hit me. I used to be a Navy wife, and I remember so many holidays, not even just Christmas, but Thanksgiving and Easter and, you know, so many of those important holidays when my ex-husband was on a forward deployed ship and they were gone 400 days out of the year. And we would miss so many important times together. And remember the families as well. If you can't remember a veteran, remember a family of a veteran. And just drop in and visit. Bring them a pie or something. Let them know that you care.
Like Dave sang in the song there, you know, family gathering on Thanksgiving Day. He says that first before he rolls into Christmas Day. And, you know, and it is, even, you know, every holiday, 4th of July is, you know, one of the main holidays, and Memorial Day. But I want to thank you, Shaw, for coming on and joining me tonight. And I want to thank each and every one of you folks for tuning in and listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network. Catch all our shows. And of course, Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio. I like to mention my friends because they're doing good stuff, too. Tony Schwartz, Cave Radio Broadcasting and Freedom Work. Pastor Sylvester Bland out in California, UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. And, of course, Keeper's Mind Pool, I think, moved back to World Integrity News Network on Tuesday nights. So check that stuff out, folks. I want to give you a big Christmas squeeze and a hug and a kiss. Thank you, guys. I love every one of you for listening. I'll leave you with this tune. This is Dave Brace, live a cappella from Pittsburgh. This is the Star-Spangled Banner. Remove your hat, put your hand on your heart. God bless America.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the red.
hearts we washed were so gallantly streaming. Still there.